Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting you from Cheyenne on February 18th. As we wrap up the first week of the session, we voted on more bill introductions, debated bills in Committee of the Whole, heard bills on second reading, and had the final vote on bills in third reading. In regard to many bills voted on for introduction, there are a few bills worth discussing. The first important bill discussed was House Bill 139, Protecting Wyoming's Land and Water Resources. This bill's intent was to push back against Biden's 30-30 conservation plan. I understand and support the frustration with this administration's land policies, but this bill was trying to hamper the state's ability to support conservation easement projects. Conservation easements preserve agriculture and wildlife in Wyoming. Conservation easements have preserved old family ranches in the Green River Valley, and without them, more of our state would be owned by out-of-state billionaires. I voted against the bill, and it failed introduction. I voted in favor of House Bill 149, Human Life Equality, prohibiting discriminatory abortions, and it passed introduction. This bill would prohibit abortion based on a diagnosis and other selective reasons of an unborn child, including disability, sex, race, color, ancestry, and national origin. One of my bills, House Bill 72, Hunting License Application Funds, was also discussed today. With the increasing need for wildlife habitat, wildlife crossing projects, and access concerns, there is also a need for a way to finance these efforts. This bill would give unsuccessful hunter applicants the option to donate a portion of their refunded fees to this effort. This bill passed introduction. House Bill 142, Vacancies in Elected Office, would call for a special election to be held in order to fill an office in the circumstance of a vacancy. Although this bill failed introduction, I voted for it. I feel that there should be no ambiguity about how to proceed after someone leaves office. I believe a special election is an appropriate way to fill an elected official vacancy because it takes the vacancy directly to a vote of the people. House Bill 91, County Officer Salaries, would amend the process of setting various county elected officials. This bill sets the salary for these officers to be no less than $10,000, yet no more than the salary of a district court judge. I believe that this is a local control issue and that we should let local counties decide salary, since counties pay the bill. Consideration should be given to the cost of living in each of these counties when considering salary. I voted for this bill, and it passed introduction. We heard six bills on third reading today. I voted in favor of House Bill 4, Water Permits, Livestock on Federal Land, and it provides that any permit issued for the purposes of watering livestock on an allotment shall only be issued in the name of a federal agency if it is jointly held by a person or grazing association who has the right to use a grazing permit. This bill passed unanimously. House Bill 100, Redistricting of the Legislature, was discussed in third reading today. In our continued discussion of redistricting, further amendments were debated, but none affected Sublette County. Once again, after third reading, House District 20 still includes all of Sublette County and the greater LaBarge area. Some members of the House made the decision to try and pull a handful of bills out of the Speaker's desk in today's session, because today was the last day for bill introductions. Fundamentally, I do not believe in this action. The Speaker must balance the time available to the workload of the session. Specifically, in this first week, we had complicated issues that needed to be tackled, including debating a member's qualification for office and the redistricting bill. Due to these reasons, I voted against all five motions to pull a bill out of the Speaker's desk, regardless of the merits of the bill. All of these bills failed introduction. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or concerns. Thank you.